So we're doing the question is, I guess for starters, is who are these judges? Or do you need the Canaan to come down? The first step in Eglarufa is you have some people coming down to measure the cities, measure the closest city. So the question is, who does it? So if you just had Ziknei, you'd say just any Ziknei Ashok, even elders of the city, up in the street, just take elders. So then it tells you, no, Zikenecha, your elders, the choice elders, which means to Sanhedrin, members of Sanhedrin. And if you said just that, so you'd say it could be any Sanhedrin, even if it's a small Sanhedrin, teaches you Zikenecha Shofetecha, teaches you that the judges should be judges from Lishkas Agazus, the highest court. Right? So the question is, what are these steps? Right? Just for starters, I guess we could start there. But I mean, it seems to me just simple shot. The first step is saying is they have to be wise because they have to know how to measure. So if it just says Zekenecha, it would be telling you, look, you can't choose a fool to do the thing because it's a little bit tricky, it's a little complicated. I mean, it's not rocket science, but at the same time, you gotta know what you're doing. You gotta be intelligent about measuring the thing. So what it's saying is Yetzu Zekenecha, I say it just means, even Zekne Shok. Doesn't mean they have to have any official position, any stature, any anything. It just means they have to be intelligent, they have to be wise enough to be able to accomplish a task at hand. If there's no extra limud, that's what I'd say. Yetzizikinacha means you'd have to have guys who are a group of people who are so capable or who are intelligent enough to accomplish the task. It's not just ABC. So you have to have guys who are based on their skill level. But Zikenecha means the miyuchadim, the choice ones. And that's what it's figure out what it means. But it's saying it's more than just the practical idea. It's saying is even if they're practically capable of doing it, it's not so fast. Not so simple. You know what I mean? Like, it seems to me that's the first basic step. Like, you're kind of already coming in with an assumption that they already have to be used to select, choice. I mean, the starting point, if you didn't have any limud, the simplest idea in the thing is it's a practical matter, and in fact that's what kind of makes sense. It's a practical thing. You gotta get guys who know what they're doing. Now you need to be wise guys. You know, guys, let's say they'll be engineers or whatever. I mean, engineers isn't your typical guy, it's not a standard guy, it's a guy who knows how to measure, surveying, whatever it is they do, right? Take those funny sticks and they try to whatever they're doing, you know, they look like they look pretty intelligent when they do that. Right? Or here maybe you can use a string. The point is, the first step is what you'd say without any limudim. It's just the yotzikinah, ziknei, and measure the thing. So the ziknim can mean intelligence. I say, what's the role of intelligence? It's basically, it's a practical matter. So you get guys who are intelligent enough to do the thing. And that's what I say, end of story. Take guys who are capable, make sure they're capable. You gotta be a little selective, make sure they're capable, and that's it. But now it's teaching you, there's more than that. More than just capable, you need something else. Right? Something else. Yuchadim. Shavazikinecha. So what does that mean? What is that teaching you? What's that teaching you? I mean, we know what it's not. It's not just a practical thing. So what then is the teaching you? The Yonah says it means you need someone who has an official position. He's a miyuchad. He's distinguished. He's a select. You need a certain gavra. It's not just a practical matter that could be done by anyone who knows how to do it, but you need it as a select. You need a select gavra to do it. Okay, that you need a position. A person of position. Okay? A person of position. Okay? A select. Right? It's more than just a practical matter, but a job has to be done by a certain guy with standing. Okay,
By
a guy with standing, with position, stature. He's a miyuchad. We don't know why yet, but that's what Zekenecha means. Your elders, not just the guy who happens to be able to do it, but the guy who's like, that's his position. His identity is he's a guy with knowledge, with a guy with stature, with a significant guy. So if I'd say that, I'd say it could be any judge. Right? Because I'd say that any judge is a guy who's, right, like, so to speak, by definition, has knowledge, he's an expert. He's a gavra who's really qualified by the definition of status as such. But now it's teaching you now. The Shoftecha tells you it has to be how does the Gemara say it? It's like the choicest of the judges, right? Shoftecha, Zakenim Shem Shoftim Es Yisrael. Right, the judges who Shoftecha, they judge Kal Yisrael. Right? Miuchadim Shem Shoftecha. Not just Shoftim, but the Miuchadim Shem Shoftecha. So what's that saying? What's that new idea? So Yonah's saying like this, is that, is it just telling you you need like the quality of Miuchadim? Of a distinguished guy with the position. Can't just be your average guy. It has to be a distinguished guy. Or is it demanding the highest, so to speak, the highest quantity within that, within Miuchadim? Like Miuchadim is, there's the basic baseline of where you're distinguished. But then within distinguished, there's levels, right?
There's like a person of status, and then within the person of status, there's the higher status.
Exactly. There's the top of the line. So Miuchadim Shem Shoftecha means it's not just demanding you have a guy with status, but it's saying is take that quality to the highest degree. So you have Shoftecha, it's a limud, it's a further limud, it tells you that quality must exist, no holding back. You must have the not just the quality of a Miuchad, but even to the with the quantity, the highest quantity. You know? That's what, so you don't know what's the Torah demanding. The thing is, it's going all out. It's not just demanding the quality of Miuchad, but the first limit is the quality of Miuchad. It's not just the practical matter, but you need a quality of a Miuchad, a distinguished guy. But then the saying is, within that, it's saying is, take the quantity, the highest quantity. So if you need that quality, but at the highest level. Take out the highest judges in the town, and then call Yisrael and bring them. Okay? I mean, it would be nice in the back of your mind that you should be wondering, or it's natural to wonder, what's the whole idea of this thing? It sounds strange. I mean, the Havmina kind of made sense. You get whoever can measure, who really cares? You're trying to figure out the closest city here. Right? What's the really difference? Right? You see, it's more than just a practical matter going on. But I mean, we don't know that much about Agla Rufa, but it seems to be it's more than that. More than just a practical thing, right? That's something. It's like, maybe at some point we'll look into this more, but if you're the Rambam and the Maravuchim, just explaining the Talmud Davar for the Egla Rufa, he basically, you know, if you look at it, but he basically says is that the main idea is that someone died, and you don't know who had him, and that's bad. You don't want to have some, like a crime like that, which goes on unpunished, unrecognized, like blood is cheap, so to speak. I'm interpreting a little bit, but you don't have, like, blood is cheap, and you have to basically get rid of the guy. Normally you get rid of the criminal, you kill him. Find him, you know, you can't get justice. But here it's like an unrecognized, unpunished crime. So you have to basically find out, or get rid of the criminal, get rid of the killer, whatever it is. So the thing is he basically learned that the whole process is a process of publicizing, or making it, creating a stir. People talking about it, and end up leading to finding the killer. People talk about it. It's like, if you look at it also, it's like an emotionally, you're smashing a young calf's neck on a soil which has never been worked, and you're spoiling the ground. It's just like a whole emotional, it's like a strongly packed emotional thing, and it's going to be a public thing, and everyone's going to be talking about it. And he says, but through that process, people are going to start wondering, you know, start thinking about life and death and murder and killing, and it's going to end up leading to the finding of killing. You know, like, that's what he's... You know, there's questions, like, what does it do with Kapara? I mean, whatever, but that's what he says he learns. But if that idea, it could be good, the idea, if there's an idea of Pearson, of publicizing this thing, the murder being a public spectacle, and people coming down to see it, and knowing, and talking, and being, you know... And then he says, basically, then people are going to talk about it, and then, oh, yeah, I heard something, and you're going to find stuff out. So you could, with that philosophy, at least, the idea of it being having choice guys, select gavras, the best, the highest judges in town coming down, is in line with that idea of publicizing the matter. You know, I mean, it's not just a practical thing of finding the city, but there's a whole event of Egla Rufa, which is a public event. So it could be like choosing these guys is an idea of Pierce of being a farce in the whole thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, but that's again, that's within the Rambam's Talmud. You know, just to give some sense of the thing. So although it just kind of sounds like an arbitrary thing. But that gives some sense to it, you know. But I mean, not everyone holds by the Rambam's thing, so, you know. just kind of giving you something to hang the idea on. Okay, fine. So now I think we should do next is the machlokes 3 or 5. So do you have, this is what it's telling you, Zekenecha Vishoftacha teaches you that you must have these choicest guys. How many of them? So on the surface it says plural. Shoftacha, you need 2. At least 2, and then Bezdin has to be 3. So this is Bezdin, because I guess they're measuring and they have to figure out which is the city. So there's a type of a judgment going on here. You need a Bezdin, you need 3. So but then it says, do you have an extra pasuk of Vav to teach you that you need 5? It's 2 more. So you have plural, and then 2 more is 4, and then it has to be even a odd amount, so therefore you need 5. Once she holds that by the extra Vav, then one does more extra Vav.
From where? From which?
Zekenecha Vishoftecha. What?
How does one choose
the 5th? Oh, same thing, from Sanhedrin Gadol.
From one of those 2 groups.
No, you have Sanhedrin Gadol. How many delegates from Sanhedrin Gadol come down? So one side says 3, the other one says 5. Mm-hmm. Alright? Yeah. How many do you need?
But is it Zekenecha?
No, Zekenecha Vishoftecha itself, it really is 2 ways of describing that they have to be elders who are also judges. You know, it's like it's qualifying how distinguished the guy has to be. Your intelligent guys who are your highest judges. And that's the pasuk the Gemara learns out. It thought, because the extra word teaches you an extra people. But it showed, no, that really you need the words to teach you what type of person. But now, if you're Dorish the Vav, Vishoftecha teaches you that you need extra people. Or you need extra people. Or not, that's my focus. Do you or do you not? So that's my question, is what's the swara? So I'm saying is, obviously we don't know whether we're Dorishvavs or not Dorishvavs. I mean, that's whatever. But what's the, could we give some sort of basic idea, the swara, whether you'd say it's 3 or 5? Maybe just, this is maybe contained in what Yona and Avi are saying. But that, see, well, let's just get back to the beginning. The starting point is you need three judges. Okay, and you'd say you could be any 3 guys who know how to measure. Now the Torah comes along and tells you, no, these got to be special judges. Okay, special gavras, not just practical good judges, but the Torah is demanding more. These 3 judges have a special quality about them, the highest quality about them, right? But the question is, did the Torah stop there? Did it just say, take the same judges which you have and make them awesome? You know, take the quality of the judges should be the best judges possible. Or did the Torah also say, change the Bezdin, not just in the quality of the judges, but in the number of judges? You know what I mean? Not only did it go over and above the baseline, which is the baseline again, is 3 smart engineers. You know, Torah souped it up. They'd soup it up and demanding better judges? Or did it also increase the number of judges? Say, more than just the basic Bezdin. The basic Bezdin is 3. This is something special. Something special in 2 regards. First of all, which judges are we having? Are we having great guys? And secondly, we're having the number of judges that we have is more than just so that then is ordinary. We have 5 judges. So ve is like a reboot, it's adding in also the quantity. Now because, don't only...
Because we're having greater quality of
exactly.
The person than we had the
quantity also. Did the Torah do that? And that's because we need the rest of love or not. But is the increase... Or the increase of demand in terms of judges, just in the nature of the judges which you have, or is it also increasing in the quantity of the judges? Okay, now why you would learn it or not, I don't know, who's to say? I mean, that's why they Dorish the Vav or whatever, but you could imagine the Torah says suffices at just making it this the best guys possible. But then there's another thing, is don't only make it the best guys possible, but now even include the extras. You know, extra guys. Extra than would be ordinary.
But
honestly, because I'm making a mistake, it's just that it's like, let's say in terms of making it into a big deal, like let's say in Ramos, it depends upon it, but just like, let's say you want to make a big commotion, you know? So it's going to be embarrassing it. So this idea is that you're making it more than just the ordinary thing. So you could say, look, it's 3 judges. We always have 3 judges. Now, yeah, these are the best ones. But the number, if you just, so to speak, look at it from without, you see three judges, okay, three judges, there's always three judges, that's normal. But now, not only is it that they're the best of the judges, but just it's like noticeably different merely from the number. Like it's different not only in the types of judges, but even just on a face value level, it's different. It's different than ordinary. There's five. You know, so there's like a further dimension of the uniqueness and the building up this case, you know, which the Torah may or may not do. You may say it's efficient to just say take the most choice guys, but you could say the Torah went further and said that not only is it the choicest guys, but it's more of them than would be ordinary. You know what I mean? I'm not saying necessarily because they would make a mistake. That's the question of why the Torah is doing it. I mean, I don't think it's because they made a mistake. It doesn't seem Zigmi Ashok would get rid of mistakes. But it's supposed to be a public type of a thing. And the way you do it is by having select guys, but you also more people causes more of a thing. You know, more judges. You know what I mean? Okay, so what's next is the next steps, right? Two more steps. Right? Two more steps. Let's say, maybe we'll think about these, let's say. So what the first step is, could you send messengers? Could you send messengers? Do they have to do it themselves, or could they send messengers? Oh, no, I'm sorry. But before we get to that, so the Gemara asks, and maybe Matt, maybe this will be good with actually your question. Maybe it'll support my svar a little bit. Is that it says, the Gemara asks, he's learning out from the Vav, right? That's what it turns out, the extra Vav. So it says, El me'ata v'yatsu shnayim u'maddu shnayim. It says, v'yatsu u'maddu. So it's another Vav and another Vav. So then it should tell you not five, it should say seven and nine. Right? We got more. Right? It should increase more in the quantity. So, right? How do you know to draw the line? In other words, if you're telling me the Torah is just, this is what I'm interpreting it. If you're telling me the Torah is just telling me the quality, the nature of the judges have to be the highest, the best judges possible to get Senator and God, they'll fine. But now you're telling me the Torah will also increase in quantity. So now where's the line? I mean, obviously, it's not going to go infinitum, but now you're saying is you're looking at the grammar of the vavs that tell me the quantity. So I'll tell you not only five, but seven and nine. There's more vavs. So increasing in quantity, it's kind of a slippery slope. But you have to kind of look carefully. Once you can say, let's look at the careful letters in the pasuk to figure out where the Torah drew the line. Now, why are you stopping there? Before it introduced this, it's just a qualitative idea. You make it unique. Through the quality of the judges, and then you have the quality. That's as far as it goes. But now you're telling me is that it went more than that. Is that through demanding judges, more judges? So now why is a five the line? So basically, the answer is no. Really, use the vavs for something else, and therefore they're not available. Which basically means that it was sufficient just to differentiate it from the ordinary basna. Doesn't have to be differentiated in. More and more and more and more judges. It's simply the way the Torah increased the quantity is that it, according to that position, is that it made it more than the ordinary. So the ordinary, more than the minimum. So that's what it did. It didn't just do it through large quantities, seven, nine, you know, but it did it through more. It's more than just an ordinary basta. They're just measuring this thing. You don't really need five people to measure. But it's more than the baseline basta. That's the way the Torah did it. I mean, but you see, it's like, if you would have said seven or nine, like, would that have been different qualitative ideas at each step of the way? I mean, it seems the Gemara is dealing here with quantity. Once you're intrigued in the quantity, how do you stop? The things the Gemara says you learn it from. So the first one is it teaches you that the v'yatsu hein v'lo shluchayim. So, and they go out, I guess it means, I don't know how the limud, but apparently it's extra, it's teaching you that they have to go out and not their messengers. And I guess the saying is like including. It's an inclusion. It's including it that it must be not enough that they send their messengers, but that they themselves must literally go out. Okay, which we have to define. Why would I think that it would be enough for them to send messengers? So this is when I got dull. Now and then, Kamashwan. Now, why is it that they have to actually go themselves? And then the second step is umadidu means even shafil nimsaba alili, or even if it's clearly near us, close to a city. Still, they measure. It's a mitzvah la'asuk v'medida. It's a mitzvah to be involved in the medida. Okay, that to me is a little strange. then.
But the second part.
Uh huh. Yeah, if it's like clearly closer to one city, so then what are you doing? You're measuring.
I mean, it's not about the outcome. It's about the action.
You're right, but does the action make any sense? Like, if you're, it's like, does it make any sense to measure a thing if it's like 1 inch and 5 miles? Like, I don't know. There's something strange about it. Like, so it was the action. What action? The action of just laying down a rule.
I mean, it's making something out of nothing, essentially. You're making this whole event
right.
out of something that doesn't necessarily have to be an event.
Right.
In those days when there's such a...
Leave these questions. Think about it. So let's leave these for tomorrow. So again, the question is: first of all, why would I think you use their messengers? Kamashman, you can't. Now, what's this idea that they have to actually measure them? So that even if it's close by, I think you don't have to measure. Kamashman is teaching you do have to measure. Still, what's that? What are those ideas? Right, after that, you'll see there's an exposition there. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Gemara says, he holds that you have to have the king and the Kohen Gadol also involved in this. Okay? King and the Kohen Gadol have to get in on the action also. So maybe we could, and maybe all of Sanhedrin and Gadol, the Gemara's not sure. So maybe we could take those off of that up also. Okay? So we'll slowly move through here.